Friends, I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing Deep End by Allie Hazelwood. And listen, we know we changed it up last minute. Also, we were kind of MIA lately. Let's address that. Hi, we're fine. We just had some like things going on in our family life, and we just took some time. So sorry we were gone. We missed you. Originally, we were going to do Not in Love, but Deep End came out in February. And guess who we met in February? Allie Hazelwood herself.
We went to an Allie Hazelwood revival and found
Was at
God,
the church of, actually, it was at a high school, of all things.
which was so bizarre.
So funny because it was like for Valentine's Day, and there were multiple romance books being talked about, all of which are steamy romance, and it was hosted at a high school.
With some very lax security.
Yeah, we accidentally came in a back door, but they just let us in.
Yeah.
And I think that's wild. Don't
But
do
here
that.
we are. Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe don't do that.
Don't do that. Send us to the right door next time. Anyway, this book also caused like hella discourse online. There were people that were absolutely shook that Allie wrote something kinky, for one. And then there were also people complaining that it wasn't kinky enough, which I just think it's funny because it was like both ends of the argument.
And it's pretty kinky.
It's pretty kinky, but I will agree that it's not the kinkiest thing I've ever read. But I think in that way, it's more accurate.
But I also think about the folks who are like who just come fresh off of like the love hypothesis and like, wow, what
Yeah.
a cute and nerdy and fun book we've just read. And like, I think I'll try some more. Oh, Allie Hazelwood just came out with another book. I'll give it a go. And can you imagine diving straight into that? And
Straight into the deep end
yeah,
and getting
and like,
wet.
and then you're getting that. That's
Yeah,
probably jarring.
that is really fair. But to them, I say
You should read the back
maybe
of the book.
read the back of the book and read the author's note, because she did warn everyone, I
Yeah.
feel.
That's on you guys.
And another reason, like not just because this book was timing wise like a hot topic, but Not in Love, she also just released the news that she is writing Maya and Hark's book, their side characters from Not in Love, and that'll come out at the end of May. So we were thinking at some point we'll do those books like close together and do them kind of like as a little duology.
Because we've been waiting for their book. Like she had
Yes.
teased at it in Not in Love and
Ah!
has been putting it off, so I'm excited.
Love and age gap romance. That's another thing that this has really caused some discourse online, is Allie's so controversial lately with her kink and her age gap romance. People are, I'm joking when I say it's controversial. We've read some controversial
Listen,
things, and
I've
this
read
is not
some
it.
shit and
Okay, I'm going to read for everyone the back of the book. Scarlett Vandermeer is swimming upstream. Oh, I like that.
Nuh-uh.
That's cute.
Like a salmon.
She is like a salmon. A junior at Stanford and a student athlete who specializes in platform diving, Scarlett prefers to keep her head down, concentrating on getting into med school and recovering from the injury that almost ended her career. She has no time for relationships, at least that's what she tells herself. Swim captain, world champion, all-around aquatics golden boy, Lucas Blomqvist thrives on discipline. It's how he wins gold medals and breaks records. Complete focus with every stroke.
He
I'm blushing, guys. Whew.
filthy.
He's filthy, and he does completely focus with every stroke. On the surface, Lucas and Scarlett have nothing in common until a well-guarded secret slips out and everything changes. So they start an arrangement, and as the pressure leading up to the Olympics heats up, so does their relationship. It was supposed to be just a temporary, mutually satisfying fling. But when staying away from Lucas becomes impossible, Scarlett realizes that her heart might be treading into dangerous water. What would you rate this book?
Okay, so even though I did think this book was stunning, I am only going to give it a 9.5 because there was one character, and we'll talk about her, that I just found so fucking terrible. Ugh, I hated her. And so for that, I'm giving it a 9.5 out of 10 because she just was the worst. She was the worst.
That is so real. And I would rate it a 9.9 out of 10. Again, it would be perfect, except there were some things I didn't love, and one of those was that character. And not just the character, but like the way we swept everything she did under the rug. I'm still mad about it.
Yeah, she was forgiven too quickly. I didn't think that was fair.
Yeah, she needed to grovel. There was not enough groveling to be had.
Hated
But
her.
that being said, let's dive into the character. Dive. Do we
We
say that
can.
often? I feel like we must
Oh,
because I'm noticing it every time now.
we
But yeah,
must.
let's dive into Scarlett Vandermeer, our favorite diver. She, to me, like when I think about young me, like college age me, I'm not that old. I'm pretty young.
I'm not almost 30.
Younger. I'm not almost 30. No. I've got a couple years. She was so relatable to me in many ways. Like, I was not a student athlete in college because I've just never been an athlete in my life. However, Scarlett was a daddy issue is having, overachieving, people pleasing, self-deprecating, obsessed with her dog, Queen. And for that reason, I found her to be one of the most relatable Ally Hazelwood female main characters to me. So she's got a special place in my heart. I don't, like I said, I don't understand any of the pressures of being a student athlete,
Could
but
not be me.
other than that, yeah.
No, and I don't think you have to be a student athlete to understand the plights that you go through as a young adult in college. I feel like each thing like holds its own, challenges. But I think just the way she handles everything, like you can tell she certainly is just a young adult. Like she's a 21-year-old girl just trying to figure it out. And I love that.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So as much as I loved her growth throughout the story and, just everything she did overcome, I found her character just to be very sad sometimes. Like she's just lacking in a lot of social skills, which I mean, again, can be relatable, I think, to some people. But I think the thing that made me like the saddest was that she never had like a real friend, and the first real friend she had was Penn,
Yeah.
and that was not a real friend.
No, that does break my heart for her. The only consolation I feel is that she also has Lucas. And obviously, a romantic partner is different from a friend, but it does make me at least feel somewhat better that she has that. But
She's got
still, you need
someone in her
friendships
corner.
too. Poor
Because like
Scarlett.
the other divers, like I think they were friendly, but they weren't friends. Like
Yeah.
she disclosed so much to Penn that she wouldn't have anyone else because she trusted her. And like, I don't know. It just made me so
Yes,
sad for her.
you're
But she
right.
came out on top, and I feel like she had a good time doing it, and she over like I was so proud of her when she overcame her fear of her inward,
Her inward
whatever,
dive.
inward dive. That was really fun, and like her relationships with everyone just grew, and I don't know, it was very rewarding in the end.
She had a lot of growth throughout the story, but I would say that again, and it's probably because she's so young, and also she's had so much like stunted social growth in her life,
Yeah,
and like
because
her
of her dad
family
and
stuff was weird. Yeah, like she just was very socially stunted. So I feel like she's just now getting the chance to bloom, and also she is pre-med, so she's not really getting to do it much. She's trying her best.
A pre-med like college athlete, I feel like she was still able to fit a lot of extracurriculars in.
She was, and she was doing like her research. And part of that is because that's how you have to get into medical school. She didn't really have a choice.
But like she made it work, and I was proud of her.
She did. I'm very proud of her too. Let's talk about
Let's talk about Lucas.
Lucas.
Oh my God. Like I was just so like giddy reading about Lucas. And we talked about this a little bit before we recorded. Like he's not our favorite like book boyfriend by any means, but like I don't know. He said the right things and he was so cute. And I think it was just because of like how like confident he was
Yeah.
with every single thing he did. It just paired so well with Scarlett's lack of.
Yes. And for me, if Lucas's character was aged up. Like if we were reading about like a 30-year-old Lucas, it's very possible that he would be like top-tier boyfriend in my eyes. I think a lot of it just is we're reading this from the perspective of being 27, almost 28-year-old women. So like whenever I'm reading about these college students,
It's
I'm
hard to put myself in their
yeah,
shoes.
exactly. It's just like it's not me in this story. It's about other people. Whereas like if the characters are more relatable, it's sometimes it feels like, oh yeah, like I am a self-insert, like basically fanfic. I'm a your name.
I am
But I
YN.
am YN. But with Lucas, like in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, he's young. But he is very confident, very hot, and very sweet. He's very sweet and caring as well, which I think really rounded him out as a character. He really cares, like outside of Scarlett too, like he really cares about all the people in his life and like making them feel valued. And that's why he was such a good like swim captain too. So I just really like that about him.
No, and like you saw that too, because like he had so many friends and he built so many good relationships, and like even the people like he had met at previous Olympics and stuff like that, they'd walk up and like everyone knew Lucas, and it's because like he just fed into what people needed, and that is just so special. Like there's not a lot of people like that.
Yeah, and it didn't like drain him. Like he didn't give
No.
too much of himself to
He
anyone.
wanted to do that.
And that's what makes him like such a like if I was in college, I would have had a crush on
I would
him.
have been
Like
obsessed with him.
it would have actually been unhealthy. What am I talking about?
No, and like I would never have ever acted on it ever, but like I would from afar.
From afar, I would have been like, man, I
Like
like
shit,
him.
dude. I think what a little treat it was for him to be so appearing to be so like emotionally unavailable at the beginning. I was like, oh, a challenge. And because Scarlett was like, I don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Like, I've got enough going on. Like, I'm not going to break down the walls of this man. And she didn't have to because he was so down bad from the beginning before he even, like, they even knew each other. When it's, I don't want to call it insta love, but when it's like yearning from the man's point of view, and like you have a completely ignorant woman, like, oh, that is my bread and butter.
That is like the he fell first and harder, like that trope. I
I
feel
eat
like
that shit up.
Allie does that so well
I love a man that
because
pines.
yes, and like the girl like
Oh.
never knows either. Like she does this in all of her books, and I think that's my favorite. It's just like these men are so unapologetically like yearning
Yeah.
for the female main character.
I yearn for male yearning.
Yeah. Bring back male yearning.
Yeah, we don't get it enough.
We've said time and time again, like he is so sweet, and like there are genuinely so many like one-liners that he would say to Scarlett that were just so kind and like caring. But then on the flip side, the amount of times, because I listened to a lot of this book on audiobook. And let me just say, first of all, the narrators, both of them, great, fantastic. But the one who did Lucas, he's got the accent, the Swedish accent. And some of the
Stunning.
things he said, just, I was speechless. Speechless. Stunned.
Well, and it's like he was okay, so not only that, but he was also funny, and like he knew he was funny too. And like Scarlett, I think there were so many times where she was shocked because she's like, oh my God,
Like
this
he
like
made a joke.
god of a man can also make a joke, like
Yeah, because
okay.
again, and I think it's kind of a cultural thing. Like he kind of comes off, like before you get to know him, he kind of comes off as like a little bit disinterested and
Dry.
dry. Yeah, dry is a good word for him. And he has, like, his humor is dry, but you learn that he's very much always paying attention.
Yeah. And I love that. The amount of times I like screamed in my car because he would say something and be like, shut the fuck up, Allie. Like, you thought of that in your sweet, sweet little brain, and you were able to put that onto paper. And I think that is just truly such a talent.
The screams that were scrumped into the void. of our cars because since we did take our little trip to St. Louis, like Tabby and I were both listening to the audiobook.
Yeah.
So that was a lot. That was a lot. Sometimes I had to pause it because I was like, you know, there's a lot of traffic right now. I need
Well,
all my
and
focus.
the thing that was so funny about it too is that we're listening to this absolutely like foul book, and then we meet Allie, and I'm like, and she's this sweet, tiny, like Italian lady, and I'm like, how did you even conjure up this story?
She's
Like,
got a great brain. She's got
it
a
is
really wonderful
just
brain.
so funny, like putting the two together, because it's like you created Lucas fucking Blomqvist, and like that came from you.
That came from her. And also, on top of that, she is also a neuroscientist.
Yeah,
So it's
she's
just
a
like,
genius.
yeah, like I do hope that one day she does choose to donate her brain to science, like after she's
Yeah,
passed.
I would love to read that.
Because, like, yeah, well, the thing is, like, by the time she's passed, we might be passed as well. We're pretty
Oh,
fairly close in age. Like, I
well.
don't know that I'll be reading scientific papers by the time we're all geriatric, is my point.
I'm gonna fact check this. No, she's 35. Okay.
Yep.
Anyway.
We're closing in on our 30s. Guys, the amount of times that we have had existential crises, I mean, for multiple reasons, like the state of the world, but also
Yeah.
just like aging, I'm just like, oh, wow.
Like, oh, okay. It's getting
Wow.
kind of real now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's happening. Like we're going
Yeah.
through that right now.
Yeah, not in my 20s anymore, so that's what we are,
But we
but like
are.
I'm almost not.
But we're to that point in our 20s when all you can think about is the fact that your 20s are ending. And I think it's like
It's
a weird liminal
disgusting.
space. All that being said, these
Lucas is great.
characters, both Scarlett and Lucas, are amazing, wonderful creations out of Allie's brain. You know who's not?
Penn's not.
She's really not.
Penelope Diana Ross.
Penelope Diana Ross from the get-go. And I know you felt this way too. Like, I felt like she was off. I felt like she was being really selfish
Yeah.
and overbearing. And like to begin with, like at that party at their coach's house, she got super drunk and then basically outed both of them, something that they each told her in confidence about like their kinky like interests and was
Yeah.
like, "Oh, let me just say this out loud to both of you right now. You guys should fuck because you're both kinky in
You're
the same
both into
way."
weird shit.
And they were, I mean, I was humiliated,
I was so
secondhand
mad at her.
embarrassed.
Because,
But
like,
yeah,
they told
that's.
her that in confidence.
And she just screwed two people over at once. Like, that's crazy for you
Like,
to just out them both.
luckily it worked out, but
But
still.
that's like no excuse for that behavior.
No. And, one thing that I did completely overlook a little bit, too, when I was reading this, when Scarlett found her and Lucas in the locker room, like after they had broken up, and like Penn was kind of explaining like why they weren't good for each other and like how they still hold love for each other and blah blah blah. At the end, she said like, but it's okay because eventually we'll find our way back to each other and we'll get back together. And I guess I just glanced over that too, because then she started dating that teacher guy and like all this other stuff
Yeah, I must
and
have glazed over that too. I do remember it being really frustrating because, like, after they broke up, she would not, like, she still kept Lucas on the hook
yeah.
in that way because she wouldn't, like, tell everyone that they broke up
Yes.
because she
And
wanted the quote unquote benefits of being his girlfriend,
right.
which is
And
fucked up.
so after I remembered that I had read that, I like went back and made sure that was the case. And I was like, well, that makes so much more sense. Like she straight up told them, like, well, at least told Scarlett, like, oh yeah, no, like eventually we will get back together.
Yeah, but she was like, in the meantime, though, like, enjoy having sex with him.
Yeah, and that's also fucked up. Like
Yeah. And I said this earlier, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I kind of feel like maybe she was written to have some sort of like personality disorder. 'Cause that's crazy
maybe.
work.
Yeah, that's insane. It's
I
insane.
just feel like the amount of like self-centeredness that she's exhibiting just kind of like indicates to me that like something is actually a little off balance.
And like when they were talking about like I think I kind of got it a little bit whenever she was like, yeah, I'm gonna spend Thanksgiving with this teacher who's basically a stranger to me because my parents actually wouldn't tell if I like came home or not. I was like, oh, okay. So you're doing this for attention.
Yeah, there's a lot that needs to be unpacked. She
Yeah,
needs to go
you
see
need to go
Sam.
see the therapist as well because that's crazy work. The fact that you're like, I'm gonna take this out on my TA and see how it goes. And like, it didn't end up well. And then she's like, well, that
No.
didn't work out, so I guess I'll just fall back to Lucas.
And that was her plan all along, which is why she kept him on the hook. And again, I do realize that she was going through it at the point because she did really have feelings for that TA. Like she was a little deluded, but she had feelings. And then also with like the drug test result being wrong and like really fucking with like her career or her swim career, I understand like that was heavy. But again, she was being so selfish to
Yeah.
Lucas and Scarlett during that time, like being so like clingy and codependent.
All right, whose house is she gonna stay at? Someone has to watch her. No, that's a grown adult.
I
Ew.
know. But the thing
Like,
is, like, I think there are things that she just hasn't ever worked through that she has to be
yeah.
healthy because she's just not, like, none of her relationships are healthy. Like, she
Yeah.
just takes from these people,
Yeah.
drains them, and then they feel too guilty to, like, cut her loose.
She's like endeared herself to them somehow, and like,
Yeah, somehow, some
and
fucking
they don't
how.
know how to get rid of her.
Because her and Lucas are like trauma bonded from childhood or
Which
whatever.
is also so sad. I
Yeah.
hated that. That was, it hurt my heart for both of them, honestly. And you know what? Like, she really just was let off the hook too easy. And I think, again, it's just her personality. Like,
Oh,
ah,
that's
we
just
can't
Penn.
stay mad at you
Yeah.
goofball. Like,
They're like,
no,
oh,
ew.
she's just an asshole sometimes.
No, she just straight up lied to everybody in front of God and everyone.
God and
And
country.
you're all like, well, that was a crazy thing to do, but
But can't
come
stay
over
mad at
here.
Penn.
Like,
No,
God.
she must be really gorgeous. She's got pretty privilege or something.
She must be. I don't know. Whatever. Hate you,
That's enough
girl.
about her. Let's talk about Olive and Adam because they had a cameo.
Excited.
I get so happy every time she writes them into her stories because she does it a lot at this point. I really like to see how they have developed. And I just feel like Adam's character has gotten, he's definitely still prickly, but he's gotten softer. You can tell.
So I think it's so funny seeing Adam over all of these books because so we see him in the Love Hypothesis and we only get that side, like he's standoffish, but he's so obsessed with all of that, like he doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, like you're just a little grumpy, whatever. And then you see them again, I think it's in Not in Love. Or no, is it
I
Love
think it might be Love
Theoretically?
Theoretically. You're
Because
right.
he's friends with Jack.
Yes.
And they're like, oh my God, so fun and so cute. Like, they just got married. They're in love. Like, they're just exuding like a loving energy. And I was like, oh, so cute. I love that. But then we get to this, and I'm like, who is this asshole? And I'm like,
Well,
oh, yeah, no, he's actually not nice.
we get to see that side because, like, obviously, why Olive was so hesitant to, like, go near him in her book was because his reputation like preceded him. Like
Yeah.
he was known for being
A jerk.
a jerk. And so yeah, it's like we're getting to see that side of him for real,
I
for real.
loved it. I loved
But
it.
at the same
It
time,
was
he
so funny.
also he's so obsessed with his wife still because he's got like pumpkin spice sticky notes on his desk.
Yeah.
And he literally read Scarlett's paper and was like, "Oh my God, my
My
wife
wife would love
researches this."
this.
And was like, that was the first thing in his head. He's like, "Oh, my wife would love this. He's so cute. I love him."
He is. And Olive's cute. And I just love that. Like, she is such a care. Like, she wants to care for her students and
Yeah.
she supports them and wants to take interest in their interests, even if she does not give a shit about it. And it's like when they showed up at the end and they were at Scarlett's meet and like cheering her on,
Yeah.
like, I wanted to cry. First of all, because it was so funny that she was like, why are they together? Oh my
Yeah.
God, why are they kissing? Like, should someone call the police? Like, what is happening?
She
I'm gonna
literally was
find out
like,
who his wife is. I'm
she
gonna
was
tell her.
literally like, aren't they married? And someone was like, yeah, to each other. And she was like, oh my God.
It was just so cute. Oh,
It was cute.
I was so happy to
Especially
see them
because,
again.
like, she didn't really have a lot of people there for her, which again is like goes back to her life being pretty sad. She had Lucas, but like
He
Lucas
was
is,
also competing.
he's also competing, and he would have showed up, but
Yeah.
I'm sure it didn't feel like having someone there for you. Because Barb, you know, she's too busy with work. So to have Olive and Adam show up, I think meant even more to her
Yeah.
than she would be able to pinpoint.
Oh, it was so sweet. I cried a little bit.
Same. And speaking of Barb, I did think Barb is a really good mom. Their relationship was very wholesome. And one thing that I thought was very sweet is that she just was a hero to Scarlett in multiple ways. Like she was a hero in that she like rescued her from her abusive father. And like career-wise, she was like, I want to be you when I grow up. And so I did think
Yeah.
that was very sweet.
My one issue with Barb, and like, I think Barb's great because Barb saved her from a very scary situation and she got them out of this abusive household and raised her as her own when she didn't have to do that. That was just her stepkid, but like, it became her daughter. That was great. However, I feel like Barb was very wrapped up in like what she had going on and didn't necessarily like pay attention to Scarlett all the time. It made me a little sad when Scarlett was like telling her about like the competition she's getting ready to go to and like what she's going to be performing. And Barb's like, okay, like what is that again? And Scarlett was like, yeah, remember how I explained this to you every single year? And I'm
Yeah.
like, ah, like that sucks.
Because I think it was kind of played off as quirky.
Yeah, but it kind of hurt my feelings for her.
Yeah. And I honestly think the way it was written, that was probably intentional because this, again, is from like Scarlett's perspective. So she probably is like downplaying it and she's like, oh, that's just Barb. But no, like that is
That kind of
hurtful.
sucks. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's shitty, Barb.
Yeah. Like if your therapist saw that, they would be taking notes.
But I also love that, like, Scarlett was like, hey, I need money to buy a ticket to Sweden. And Barb was like, fuck, yeah, like, here's my card. Like, go
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. In the ways that Barb knew how to be, she was as supportive as possible.
Yeah.
But I do think part of it
But
too
she's not
is,
perfect.
yeah, she's not perfect. Like, she, again, like we said, this is her stepmom. Like, and obviously she loves her as if she's her own. I'm not saying that she doesn't, but I do think, like, it's possible, like, with Barb's career choice, it's possible that she never planned on having kids at all. And she just happened to fall in love with someone who had a child,
Yeah.
you know?
Well, and something I just thought of too is I feel like Barb maybe didn't want to like overstep either. Because like whenever she was like joking around about like her being careful when they're having sex and stuff, and she's like, yeah, I wouldn't not that I'd be mad if you had like my step grandbabies, and Scarlett was like, you know, they just call you like grandma, right? Like not
Yeah.
step grandma. And like I don't think Barb had fully like
Yeah.
consider she was like, well, yeah, of course I know that. And then she's like, do I know that?
No, that's a really good point. And I think hopefully that's something that they continue to work on, like
Yeah.
in the future of their universe, you know, like I like to think that these characters continue to grow and
Yeah.
like develop their relationships in that way. But that's a really good point. I feel like Barb was maybe like scared of pushing Scarlett away, especially
Yeah.
because she was all Scarlett has, like
Right.
family-wise at this point. So she's like, well, shit, I don't want
I don't want to
to
ruin
make things
this.
weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Barb and Scarlett
What
have a complex relationship.
a, yeah, what a very interesting situation. So next I'd really like to talk about Coach Seema. He was one of my favorite characters.
He was a good, like, comedic relief, too.
He reminded me of Coach Beard from Ted Lasso, which I know you said you'd hadn't
I haven't seen
Seen that
that.
before, but his mannerisms were just very, very similar to Coach Beard. Anyone who's listening, who's watching, you would understand.
My girls, I get it, get it.
Yeah, he was so funny, and he was kind of an asshole. Like he wasn't always super kind, but I feel like deep down he did care.
He did. He was like supportive in the way that you would expect a coach to be, where like he's trying not to coddle Scarlett.
Yeah.
And there, obviously, like when Scarlett overheard him like talking about how her progress wasn't going well, I don't think he ever would have said that if he knew that she would hear it. Like
No.
he would know that that would be so disheartening. So that was not his fault. I mean, maybe be a little more cautious about when closing your door. But I think he also was just really frustrated with everything that was going on because like his team was kind of dropping like flies.
Well, it's
And
like it's
that's
his job
crazy.
on the line.
Yeah, like he, yes, the coaches that are being paid professionally, like it matters how well your team does. It matters if they medal and all of this stuff. So, like, he was doing the best he could, I feel. And I really did like his dad jokes.
I don't know. He wanted to be cool because he dealt with all these college students and like, I don't know. He was very fun, and I am glad he ended up being a good guy.
Me
Because I feel
too.
like Allie has definitely done us dirty in the past with like mentor
Yes.
type figures. Actually, in most of her books.
And I was so nervous that she was going to make me love him and then do the same thing. Like I was like waiting for the rug to be pulled out from underneath me. And I was so worried whenever she overheard him like saying all of that, that that was like where we were going with it.
But
But
it
no, he
fueled
just
her instead. It
yeah.
inspired her.
It inspired. She was like, "You know what? He's
You're
right."
right. Yeah. Love him. Victoria, so her whole team, I did enjoy their dynamic. I thought it was interesting that Victoria ended being like as big of a character as she was because she liked her. Like Scarlett liked Victoria. But I didn't think she was like really like that stand out of a character, and then all of a sudden, like we've added her in, and I'm like, oh no, I really like her.
Yeah,
Like,
'cause Scarlett was like, I want to be her friend. I think she's cool, probably. And she was. But then, oh my God, when she got injured, I literally cried.
it was really sad.
I was so upset for her because, like, again, I have never been an athlete personally, but anyone who has ever been like a senior in high school or a senior in college, like, knows that there are certain things that you're like, oh, this is my last time ever getting to do this. And so for that to just be like taken from her,
Yeah, that
oh,
sucks.
devastating.
And she was devastated. And
Yeah.
like, I don't know, that was probably very traumatizing for her because she already wasn't good. And she
Yeah.
knew she wasn't good, and everyone else let her know she wasn't good either. And so, like, I am sure that was just like a punch to the gut.
Because she didn't even get the chance to like prove herself and like prove them wrong. Another fun thing about Victoria, though, is like the nod to her being Cece from Love
Oh my
Theoretically's
God.
niece. She had a get well soon, like stuffed hedgehog, and she was like, oh, thanks, my Aunt Cece got it for me.
Cece is probably one of my favorite side characters that Allie Hazelwood's ever written.
And you know, that is a really good friend that Allie wrote for one of her main characters. Cece was a real one.
Cece was top tier. So I feel like, yeah, she had a bunch of really good Easter eggs in this book.
Oh, she always does. I'm obsessed.
Yes.
May, she was like not that big of a character, but I think she was very pivotal because in Scarlett's life, like she had all of these people who were giving her like that soft support that she needed to like get over this injury. Like even Coach Seema, while he was like somewhat tough on her, ultimately he never pushed her beyond her breaking point. And so I think to have May, who is like kind of this scary, intimidating coach figure, just be super blunt with Scarlett and be like, listen, you're good, but here's the shit you need to fix. Like
Scarlett was like, yes, ma'am.
that was what she needed. Well, I mean, we know that because we know that Scarlett like craves that type of like
She wants them
structure
to
in
tell
her
her what
life.
to do.
Like, yeah, we literally know that about her. She needed someone to just shape her the fuck up. Just be like, here are the things that I'm noticing. Send me the next video that like from your meet or whatever, and I'll tell you exactly what you need to work on. Like, she just was so blunt. And nobody had really been that way with Scarlett.
And that was a huge turning point in her career too. Like that, it was what she needed. You know who I'd love to like just give an honorable mention to right
Oh
now is
yeah.
Mariam, the roommate.
Oh.
Because I feel like
She was
she
so
was
funny.
very important in this story. Because what a little fucking freak.
She's so rude.
She's so scary.
And I couldn't figure out their relationship. Like,
They
Whenever
hated
she
each
was
other.
being mean, though, I was like, is it like in a cute ha-ha
I don't think so. No, I do think they hated each other a little bit, but like it just worked.
That reminds me of one of our really good friends' college roommate experience. Like she literally had like she ended up being mortal enemies with her roommates. Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think the hate was real.
And like when she was like, I left you Thanksgiving dinner in the fridge and it was just a gold medal.
And she's like, psych, look what I got, loser.
Oh my God, what a
And then when she
bitch.
was like, look up in the bleachers, I'm here for you. She's like,
She's like, ha, made you
psych.
look.
But then that's when she saw Adam and Olive, I think. So it was worth
Oh my God,
it.
she was such a fucking pill. Like,
Yeah, like what a menace. Fuck.
I loved Mariam.
Same.
She
And
was
we
such a little
are.
treat.
Yeah, like we are going to talk about some of the other side characters too and the things that we liked about this book. It's just we had less to say about them. But I feel like Mariam, I did forget about. So that's my bad. How could I?
Yeah, no, she's important to me.
And same here. She added to a lot of comedic
I
relief.
was like, wow, I would hate to meet you in real life. Okay. So as always, we're gonna go over general thoughts and concerns, things we like, things we didn't like. Which, there's a good mix of both, I think, this time, which I love.
We are going to start with the things that we liked, though, because I do want to continue gushing about this book. The first being how beautiful it is.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. The color scheme, first of all, purple is just my favorite color, so I love it. The like sprayed edges, and there's I definitely in the ones that I pre-ordered. I don't know about all of them, but there's like these art inlays
Yeah,
where
mine
it's
has
like
one.
Lucas holding Scarlett's wrist, kind of like how the very front cover is, but it's just a little more detailed as far as the artwork goes. It's just gorgeous. It's beautiful. I love it. And on the front, there's also like little water drop details that are translucent, but they're like glossy and raised. Couldn't be prettier.
On mine, I do have a prized possession now, and it is this book. So mine is signed to me. But Allie also had a super fun stamp that she put in some of the books, that says formerly known as Huet, which is what this book was originally intended to be called. And it's a sore spot for her, I think,
Yeah.
because she really wanted Wet.
So that
Huet.
stamp, I think, really like healed a part of her that needed healing.
I have a super duper special secret copy, so, and I'm going to put it on display for everyone to see.
As you should.
Second of all, I do think she needed to notify the King of Sweden that this book was being written in homage to them.
Why didn't she put that in her dedication?
That was the best fucking bit the whole story. Like, it never got old, and I was like, yeah, no, you should tell. Does the King of Sweden know that
Yeah.
you're committing these sins?
I'll
Because
write to
someone should
him.
tell
I'll
him.
say, I have a book rec for you, buddy.
Oh man, it made me laugh every time.
It was good. Like, Allie is so funny.
It was a good bit.
Speaking of Swedes, the audiobook was so good, and his accent was delicious.
Oh, it was yummy. It was scrumptious.
Scrumptious. And I
And
love dual narrators.
yeah, that is
Makes it.
probably one of the best inventions in narration that could
Yeah.
have ever happened to audiobooks. I feel like that wasn't commonplace because it probably costs more money,
It does, for
but
sure.
it is so worth it for the
Yeah.
reader, the listener experience.
Agreed. If you have the budget,
Yeah, you should do it.
splurge.
And let me tell you what, this book had a lot of spice. There was a lot of very amazingly written scenes,
Yeah.
but I think there were two that really stood out to me. Or well, actually one that really stood out to me, and that was the lab scene. And I think
Yes.
that's what kind of kickstarted like this whole thing. And like
Because
it
that
is,
was the first time that they like used their dom sub
yes.
dynamics.
So prior to that, they like what started this was the email. And the email, I want tattooed on my body, I think. it certainly in my home.
I saw on, I think it was Instagram, someone made a sweatshirt with the email printed on it.
And basically, it's just Lucas being like, if you're going to choose someone to do this, let it be me. And I'm
It
like,
be me, please, God.
And so finally, like they kissed prior to this. It was very cute, very like an understanding. I think they were sealing the deal. But this was the first time where Lucas was like, yeah, let's see if, you can actually walk the walk here.
Handle
Like,
it.
and I was shooketh to my core.
He did not hold back.
And just the fact that he like fucking left her hanging and then was like, yeah, let's
Oh.
go take a walk across campus. I was like, shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
Oh
Oh my God.
man.
Oh
There
my
was so much tension.
God.
Allie!
Woo.
Allie, what the hell? Was there crack in this book?
Yeah, there was. 'Cause now, listen, I just read it like last month. It's been less than a month since I finished it, and I'm ready. I'm ready to go again.
I'm gonna read it again. Oh man, that was just a high that I was right in for like a couple days.
I've seen like people online who are like, yeah, I give my spicy romance books to my husband to read so he can like study up. And
Yeah.
I feel like this would be a good instruction manual.
Yeah, like they kind of walk you through it.
Because they're very, that's the thing is like they're
If
very,
you listen to it, Lucas will talk you through it.
exactly. You just listen to it as like, what do they call it? Like a self-help book. That's what
Yeah.
this is. It's a
This
self-help
is
book.
beautiful is what it is. Oh man.
One like thing that I think makes this book unique for Allie, like besides the kink, because that's kind of new for her since Bride, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I think it was fun that we got like still our STEMinist like flair with her being like pre-med and doing the research in her bio lab. But it was ultimately a sports romance,
It
which
was, yeah.
is fun because I just feel like Allie hasn't really done that. And I just like that she's branching out and doing some other things. And in that same vein of like her writing kink
Yeah.
representation, because again, like a lot of people talked about this online, I think so many people are used to when a book is like kinky, it's usually a complete like fantasy version of it rather than depicting a real life relationship of people who happen to do that.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was really great that she wrote it the way that she did, where it wasn't like a fantasy. No, it was like a depiction of, okay, these people talk about it beforehand and they each discuss like what things they like. And another interesting thing as well is that as their relationship developed, we saw those dynamics of like the dom sub energy expanding and bleeding out into like their regular interactions, like
Yeah.
not sexually, but like just intimately, but like emotionally intimately, not
Yeah.
physically. And I thought that was like probably like, I don't know, me personally, I don't know anything about this myself,
Sure.
but it's like it felt really realistic and it felt like something
Yeah.
that maybe she'd like researched or like had sensitivity readers or
Right.
someone to be like, yeah, that's topical right now. Had someone to be like, yeah, this is what it looks like in real life versus this is a fantasy book, which a lot
Yeah.
of romance is like just a fantasy of some sort.
Sure.
And this is very
But
real.
it is very cool to like see that though, because I don't think there is a lot of representation in this. And I feel like a lot of the time, like books just depict it in not the most tasteful way either. Like it's like, so it is a sexual thing, but like it's over sexualized, where like this is like a huge like trust thing for a lot of people. Like it is. Like it's an important way for them to be intimate. And so I thought this was just done in like a very tasteful way. And like I said, you could tell she educated herself quite a bit on it. And I think it was probably the most accurate depiction I've read of it.
Yes, I agree. And I think like, again, there's nothing wrong with those books that do depict it
No.
as more of like a, I guess for lack of a better word, like a fetishized version of it. It's just knowing the difference of like, this is not how you behave in real life. Like those books where, and we've talked about this a little bit before, where like a guy is stalking you and there's like dubious consent. Like obviously that does not apply to real life. That is a fantasy.
Or just like all of a sudden some guy is like overtaking you and you're like, oh, hey, I'm actually into this. That's not how that should be.
Correct. Exactly. And so that's like the difference is like one is a fantasy version and one is a realistic depiction. And I think that people have not really seen a realistic depiction frequently, especially in like the mainstream, like romantic genre. I had never read anything like this where it was like, oh yeah, like this is, here's the rules
Yeah, let's lay
of
out. It's
kink.
not even like a contract, but it's like, let's do a list and let's see what you're comfortable with and make sure we're compatible. Because if we're not, we shouldn't do this because it wouldn't be safe.
Right, because despite what Penn said when she's like, oh, you're both into the same shit, they didn't know that to be true. And Lucas straight up was like, actually, Scarlett, I don't know what you're into, like multiple times because she
Like, not
just like
every
assumed.
kink is the same thing. Like,
Like he was very much like reminding her, like, no, you have to like communicate that to me, and we've not talked about that yet. So I really liked that about him.
I do too. I thought that whole dynamic was amazing and so
It
healthy.
was. Ah,
So
love them.
healthy. So we already talked about a nice yearning main male character, but one thing I do want to touch on just really quick. First of all, I was blown away when all of a sudden he was like, yeah, Penn and I, yeah, we used to have threesomes. And I'm like, oh, on God, like for real?
For real,
For
for
real?
real.
And then, like, the more he explained it, the more I was like, wow, Penn, okay, Penn, like, adding a person to the equation is not going to
To
solve your
fix your problems.
problems. That's
No, there was a
crazy.
deeper rooted issue for sure.
Yeah, but I did love that, like, when he was like, okay, if we're gonna do this, like, what about Scarlett? And I was like, oh, but what about
But
Scarlett?
what about Scarlett? Just the fact that we know he's been attracted to her.
Yeah, for
Like,
like a while.
that was very important to me.
That was.
That, and I can't remember the context in which it happened, but the other thing that he said that, like, blew me away was I cannot remember the context, but basically Scarlett was like, well, we're not dating, we're not actually dating, and he was like, well, maybe we should start dating.
Yeah, no, he literally was like, well, maybe we should.
And, like, he's just so direct, and I
And
love
I
that
was
about
like,
him.
yeah, you should actually. And she kind of blew him off. And I was like,
Well, because she was like, this is not what I signed up for. And she also was worried about Penn because Penn was like, oh, I have to pretend I'm dating him still because everything, the world revolves around me. I thought that the therapy representation was good in this book, and because it's realistic that it takes time to make progress in therapy, and also a lot of that healing work is done outside of therapy sessions when you're actually like developing your
Reflecting and
relationships and and reflecting and putting those things into practice. So that was a pretty like good depiction of what therapy looks like, at least in my experience. And one of my favorite scenes in this book was so wholesome. She finally, because she's like had a breakthrough in the middle of the night, she's like, I'm ready to do an inward dive. So she wakes Lucas up and is like, you have keys to the pool, right? And he helps her break into the pool so
Oh,
she
it
can do
was
her
so
dive.
cute.
And then they kiss in the pool. And it's just so cute. And I love that moment.
Yes, I think that was like a big pivotal moment for their relationship too.
Because it was,
It
again,
was,
more, like more emotional.
yeah, it was like turning a new leaf in her eyes. And that was very important to me. Okay, so there were a lot of amazing supporting characters in this book that we didn't have a chance to really touch on earlier. Because again, they weren't like that important, but they were still like the small pieces they did have were important to me. They were special. Okay, so the first one I'd like to talk about are the twins, because all I could think of every single time they were mentioned was Andy and Ollie from Bob's Burgers. Because like they were like, yeah, no, the twins have like their own language and like they're just fucking weirdos. They're weirdos and they're also dating twins, and I thought that was weird. And
That
it was just they were so bizarre. And I was like, yeah, no, that they were based off of Andy and Ollie.
Oh my
There's
God.
no way they weren't.
And I love that like twins are so frequently depicted as little freaks because
They're
you know
little
what?
freaks.
They kind of are.
You're not natural.
One character that I loved was Pipsqueak. I thought Pipsqueak was
Yes.
very important to me. And another funny thing I thought was that some of the characters literally their main purpose was to make Lucas jealous.
Yeah.
So that would be like Zach, who is like the master student working in the lab, and Callum, because Callum is one of the people that Lucas and Penn had a threesome with. So when he saw Lucas and Scarlett together, he was like,
Yeah.
And Lucas was like, no. And then some of the other like swim team guys as well were always
Yeah,
around
like when they
her.
like got into the ice bath with her and they're like,
Yes.
"Hey," and Luke was like, "You need back up.
Well, yeah,
You need
because
to get away."
she's scared of men for
Yeah,
one.
no, she is. I thought it was so funny that Zach, who is Olive's auntie, I don't know what he is to her actually,
He's
but
just
like
like
a research
a, yeah,
assistant,
he's
like
doing research.
which he was mentioned a few times in The Love Hypothesis. It's one of her friends. He cracks me up, first of all, but I thought it was so funny that he kept trying to shoot his shot and she was so oblivious to it. And he was like, "Oh, yeah, you got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Does he dive? Is he a
And
swimmer?
she was
Is he in the
literally
room with us right now?"
like, oh, what I loved about that scene is her legs were in Lucas's lap. And he
Yeah.
was like, he had a hand around her ankle.
And she was having a meltdown. This was a
She was
life-changing.
like, this man is shackling me right
And she's like,
now.
"Wow, I've never been more turned on in my life."
And meanwhile, Zach is like, hey. And she's like, I cannot speak to you right now.
She's like, "I'm sorry, I'm sweating. I'm
Is
sweating.
that hot
I can't talk."
here? You know who, like, character-wise, I really didn't like and I feel like didn't contribute to the story is Coach Seema's wife. Like,
Yeah.
why did she write such a terrible character to be married to him? Like, she was just
I think
mean.
maybe she's just trying to explain why he's the way that he is.
Yeah,
I
he's
don't
like,
know.
listen, I don't like to go home.
He's like, "You guys are my family now.
My wife's really mean.
I know, I'm so scared."
Yeah, like she was
Is Coach
so
Seema a victim?
inappropriate. She was like prying into these students' lives and like bullying
Yeah.
some of them.
Like, girl, get a life.
I
She's
know.
probably jealous.
Well, she needs a therapist.
Everyone needs a therapist, you
Yeah,
know?
don't we? Yeah, good advice.
Oh my God, the epilogue. The epilogue was perfect.
I think it might be my favorite epilogue Allie's ever written.
I loved it.
I liked the style because it was
Yeah.
in snippets.
Because I'm sure that's how Lucas thinks. Like,
Yeah, especially because they're both so busy with like their
yeah.
jobs, like they're both residents and that takes like literally all of your time. And so just like seeing that, like it's little snapshots of their life and it was just so cute. It was like looking at it like a photo album.
It felt just so reassuring, and it was just enough closure for me, without them having to create some crazy like storyline at the end of the book. And so I really liked that. Like, it
I
was
did
just
too.
enough to keep you satiated.
Yeah, it's like, no, this is just their life. It was like the equivalent of they lived happily ever after.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what it felt like. And I really liked it.
I did have a couple things that I didn't really love in this book. The first one, it's always miscommunication. I hate the miscommunication trope, and that is Allie's thing, which I can respect. She's got her niche and she's good at it. But it was pissing me off
Yeah.
that it took until literally the last two fucking chapters, her going all the way back to St. Louis, Missouri,
Yeah.
to be like, "Oh, you know what? No, I do love this
Maybe I
man."
do love this man.
And I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, he's only been telling you that for like months. And on
Yeah.
top of that, it's like, okay, so he had his whole thing where he didn't talk to her because he was scared of
Yeah.
his feelings, which
Oh,
I
that
get.
hurt my feelings,
Hurt my
though.
feelings too.
He
And so
ghosted her.
they finally moved past that. And then she's like, "I don't know if I want to commit." And I'm like,
Yeah,
"Make up your mind."
but again, they are young, so it
I
does feel
know.
like it's not out of place for
I
people
was
their
just
age.
getting impatient.
I agree. I think his pissed me off more than hers. And he knows, and he did apologize. But it was really, you know what? Actually, I feel like he didn't grovel enough. She did forgive
No.
him immediately for that. So I think Scarlett is actually just the problem
She's
here. Wait,
the
forgiving people, Scarlett,
problem. Like,
because
they're villains.
she did forgive him immediately. And what does it say about me that I forgave him but not Penelope? I don't
Yeah,
know.
no, well.
I should look at that. I'll reflect on that. That'll be my homework. But let me say, for
Here we go.
him to get her to the point where like they have agreed to go into this like dom sub like sexual relationship, they have that. He realizes how scary it was for her because she's never actually really done it. Like she kind of did it a little bit with an ex-boyfriend. For him to completely ghost her after is fucking
Diabolical.
diabolical is a great word for it. And yeah, now I really am reflecting on I should not have forgiven him so quickly because that's
He's so
fucked up.
hot.
The thing is, Penn's probably hot too.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not being a girl's girl right now.
Yeah, I
And
know.
that's
I
a me
think,
problem.
listen, I apologize, Penn, because if I am mad at you, I should also be mad at Lucas.
I just can't find it in myself to be, though.
It's okay because they're all fictional. It's fine.
Yeah, this isn't real life. I don't need to reflect on anything.
The next bullet point I have is that Scarlett forgave Penn way too easily, which she did, which is still true, but also she forgave Lucas way too easily. I think why I'm so mad is that Penn really fucked up her award ceremony. Like, Scarlett wins this award, and just because Penn wants to be a little fucking twat, Scarlett doesn't get her medal. I think part of the reason that it's maybe, like, now that I've thought about it, the maybe why it's so hurtful is like, I think you assume in college that whatever guy you're dating or whatever, especially if it's like more of a casual relationship, you assume they're gonna hurt your feelings. But like a best friend,
You
I
never
think
guess that.
that betrayal
That
just
cuts a
hurts a
little
little
deeper.
different. Yeah. And I think ultimately that's why I'm more mad at Scarlett than I am, or at Penn than I am at Lucas. But yeah,
Whatever.
they both were really hurtful to Scarlett.
They were.
Another thing that I just, it's not that I didn't like it, it's just that I'm way too nosy and I wanted to know exactly what was on their BDSM checklist.
Should we request that? Like, Allie drop that list, like,
Yeah,
just
if
as like
she
a little
does an
sneak peek.
AMA, if she does an AMA, I'm gonna request that
Yeah.
because I just want to know.
What they're interested in.
Yeah, I wanted to see.
That should have been like the last page of this book.
Yeah. Ooh, oh my God, if she releases it like a special edition,
I want that.
I
I'm
would
buying
buy
it.
it.
Like,
And also lastly, last but not least, I cannot pinpoint why exactly this bothers me, but there were a couple times that she pointed out that Lucas was barefoot that I was like,
yeah, like,
why?
does he have nice feet?
And
Like,
I think like again, it doesn't bother me because like not to kink shame, but I was kind of wondering if Scarlett has a thing for feet a little bit because she seemed very like she noticed when he was barefoot.
I took it more as like that's just a very intimate thing, is that like most people are not like barefoot, like it's a sign of like comfort around others, and like I think you're showing like he's just very comfortable like in his environment.
Everywhere. Because he was like barefoot at the barbecue at the beginning.
Yeah, he is barefoot a lot. And maybe he, well, I mean, she did sign that list, so maybe he's doing it because it was on the
Maybe.
list. Maybe.
Yeah, I just couldn't figure it out.
Hate that.
But that wraps up
You know
defense.
my thoughts and opinions on that.
Yeah, me
I
personally, I'm not like scared of feet, but I definitely
don't like
don't think
them.
they're hot.
No,
I
I don't
think
want
they're a
them
little
anywhere near
gross,
me.
a little yucky. Yeah, that's deep end for you.
There it is. Yeah, so we're changing it up a little bit next week.
We are discussing Swallowed by Meg Smitherman. If you have not read any of Meg's work,
We covered
you
Thrum. You
should.
should have read it.
Oh, so true. So what's your excuse, people? Now, Swallowed is also a horror romance novella.
Sci-fi novella.
So yeah, you guys, it is so good. Also, everything she writes is good. But yeah, that's what we're doing. So go ahead, get started on Swallowed if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.